Hi, and welcome to the latest episode of the Good Works Podcast. Today, I have a very special co-host. And as always, please listen all the way until the end when we will tell you what we're looking forward to. Well, hello, Kara.
Hi.
Hi. Usually I start this podcast by saying, hi, Sarah. But today, Sarah is in a meeting in Syracuse. And so my very special co-host is our office manager, Kara. Hi.
Hi.
Kara, are you a little nervous about doing this?
A little nervous, yes.
A little nervous. I promise this is going to be really fun. I mean, we spend all day chit-chatting, so this is really no different.
Okay, maybe not.
From where I sit in my office, I can peek my head a little to the left and chat with Kara, and I love that. I love looking out there and seeing your smiling face. So now we get to do this on the podcast. So Kara, what I would love for you to talk to our listeners about is, what do you do here as office manager at the Community Foundation?
I do a lot of different tasks.
Yeah, you do.
Supporting everybody, but also I think I have the most fun job, and I get to do all of the fun stuff with organizing everything and keeping everything in order and on task and when it needs to go and where it needs to be, and I enjoy that. And I'm behind all of the scenes.
This is true. So as someone out there, if you receive a grant from the Community Foundation or if you call our office and ask a question about a scholarship, really, you find yourself interacting with Kara pretty often. And she is the glue of our office. We don't know what we would do without you. Oh, you can't see this because this is a podcast, but she's blushing. So yes, Kara is a behind-the-scenes person, and being in the public, I was going to say I, but I guess in the public ears is not something you're accustomed to.
No. I'm okay with being behind everything.
Behind everything. She does it with a smile. She keeps us laughing all day. She keeps us really happy. Kara does things like stocks the snack closet, which is really important to all of us and anyone who comes to a meeting. And we also get to hear updates about her two incredible little girls, Hannah and Finney. Those are huge highlights of the workday and the weekend, because we're lucky that she'll send us pictures as they do all the things on the weekends. So, Kara, in addition to your actual job here as office manager, I was going to ask, could you tell our listeners a little bit about what it's like to work here? Beyond what you do.
Beyond what I do. What it's like to work here. It is creative and supportive and joyful and fun. All wrapped into one.
I love those words. Thank you. I feel the same way. But it's really nice to hear that from your perspective and to hear that from someone who, again, is supporting all of us. I'm glad that you see even your space as creative and joyful. Because some of those admin tasks that you tackle are really daunting. I mean, we have 300 funds, and every one of them is like a baby foundation. So listeners, Kara is really supporting 300 baby foundations on any given day, and I'm really amazed at how you keep it all straight. Do you think it's your commitment to extra long Post-it notes?
Yes, and my Outlook calendar.
And your Outlook calendar. Yes, check the cal, right? Everything's on the cal.
Everything is on the cal.
It sure is. And she has access to all of our calendars. And so often she's making sure my calendar works too. So thank you for that.
Yes.
Well, Kara, you made it. You made it. It was really fun to have that little chit chat. And now I'm curious, what's something you're looking forward to in the next few weeks here in the Finger Lakes?
I am looking forward to delivering our yard signs to all the scholarship recipients. Mm-hmm. It is one of the most fun days of the year. You get to drive around and put all the yard signs in the yards of the scholarship recipients. And a lot of times nobody's home, but a lot of times people are home and they're peering out the window and they're like, who is in my front yard? And they come out like ready to yell because they think it's something political. And then they're like, oh, wait, no, this is a great sign. You can leave it right there. Like, okay. Thank you.
You're so right. You're so right. People do come out and they're very skeptical at first because they think that a stranger is putting a political sign in their yard. And then they realize their child, grandchild, niece, nephew, whomever they take care of is about to receive a scholarship.
So, and then they're thankful. Okay, that's fine. Yeah. We'll leave it there for the entire year.
Yeah.
Okay.
Then it's sort of their favorite sign in the world. Yeah, I love that day too. And you are the one that makes that day possible. I know Katie does all the work to award the scholarships with many, many, many community volunteers by her side. But it is Kara who takes that list of winners and creates maps for all of us to go out and put our signs out. So I may be in charge of delivering, say, 20 yard signs. But what I receive is this beautiful spreadsheet that starts at my very home and sends me in a big loop to drop off all the signs and takes me right back to my house. And Kara does that for every one of us. And I think you even take into account where I'm going to stop at Dunkin', and I really appreciate that.
Yeah, you know.
So thank you.
You have to stay hydrated.
You do have to stay hydrated. So yes, you're right. That is something I look forward to all year as well. And I know the rest of our team do too. Yard sign day is pretty magical.
It really is.
Yeah. All right. Well, I am looking forward to something that's actually very personal, but I think applies to some other people in the community as well. And here, let me explain. As I've mentioned many times on this podcast, I am now an empty nester, meaning my daughter, Sydney, has been away at college. And I have lots of dear friends that are also empty nesters, so their kids are also off at school. Well, my daughter this semester has been in Ireland. And so I put her on a plane on January 1st, and she flew across the ocean all by herself to be a student at the University of Galway. And that day, I put a countdown on my phone until I got to see her again. And that countdown has gone from 121 days down to 2. So in just 2 short days, I get to see my squid again. And I can't imagine looking forward to something more than that. And I also know I share this with my other parents out there. My dear friend that I mention on this podcast sort of often. Hey, Jen Togney. Her daughter has also been studying abroad, and she gets home Friday. So our girls who've gone off and seen the world and grown and changed and gotten even smarter and cooler than they were, which is impossible to imagine because these are some really smart and cool girls, they're coming home, and we get to see them and hear about everything. So I'm looking forward to that more than I've ever looked forward to anything in my entire life. Well, except also yard sign day. And Sydney will be home for yard sign day, so I'll have my very best co-pilot with me, and she will deliver signs with me and stop at Dunkin'. So thank you, listeners, for sticking with us to the end. Kara, thank you for stepping outside your comfort zone and joining me as co-host today.
You are welcome.
Do you think Sarah is at risk of losing her seat?
No.
All right, Sarah, we missed you. I know you're only in Syracuse. We're going to see you tomorrow. But you were missed here at the podcast. And so thank you all for listening. I can't wait to chat with you again next month on the next episode of Good Works Podcast.